Now, are you a photographer? Professional? Amateur? You know, you just like taking snaps when you're walking down the tunnel at work or off the train? Well, the Australian Life Photography Competition and Exhibition is back for another year. It's organised by the City of Sydney, and the competition highlights everyday stories of Australians in all forms, from the lives of everyday people to the rugged landscapes of the outback, and there's a juicy 10 grand up for grabs for the winning photo. So we've got Stephen Gilby from the City of Sydney, Senior Events Manager on the line, to let us know all about it. G'day, Stephen.
G'day, how are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
No problem, glad to be here.
Yeah, now this is cool. I mean, we're all photographers now. We all fancy ourselves as photographers anyway, because we've all got these portable phones with cameras going around the place. But let's have a look at this competition in general. Last year, some of the finalists, there's a real mix of all sorts of styles of photos. Now, what sort of things do the judges look for in this competition?
Really, what they look for is something that's a really unique sort of view of Australia. So they're looking for things that a really different take on what life in Australia is and show real insights into the experience that we have living here in this country.
And that's why it's called the Australian Life Competition.
That's it, absolutely, yeah.
What sort of entries did you see last year that really caught your eye?
There's some real humour in some of the photos, I guess. There's some real personal stories. The one that won, Beryl and Jesus, was a really just beautiful image, close-up image of a woman. And, you know, there's real, I guess, difference in the sorts of images that we see from all around the country. I guess one of the trends we started seeing, I mean, you mentioned, you know, everybody thinks they're a photographer with the cameras, you know, an increasing number of some photos that actually are taken on cameras. And that's one of the beautiful things about the competition is there's a real mix in the exhibition of both amateur and very high-level professional photographers.
And that's what I wanted to ask, because, yes, we do take a lot of photos nowadays. I'm sure the number of photos taken in the world is more than it's ever been in history. But is that suitable? I mean, if you take a photo and put a nice filter on it, can you submit that photo?
Look, I think the main thing is being able to reproduce it at the scale that we do. You know, yep. we reproduce these images basically at bedsheet size.
Right.
So it needs to be a fairly high-resolution image, and it needs to be, you know, something that really has something unique to say and is beautiful in and of its own right. You know, something that is really technically a great image that's been taken.
Yeah, I mean, and probably 99% of photos on my camera are pretty rubbish. So I'm sure if...
I think most of us could say the same, yeah.
But, you know, we take them anyway because it's part of our lives.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, this competition's been going for 16 years, which sort of blew me away. How many entries do you generally get every year?
Look, this year we got, last year rather, I'd say we got just shy of 1,300, 1,290-something.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of people who get involved. And as I said, these range from, you know, really high-level photographers. One of our judges this year, actually, Tamara Dean, is... You know, she's one of Australia's best photographers, and yeah, she won, actually, back in 2009 and has been part of the competition numerous times. And then you'll have people who are very, you know, amateur, who manage to take just that brilliant image that gets through those 1,200 and is selected as one of the 22 that are on exhibition.
So you need something that's a bit striking, maybe, really, like you say, tells a story that a professional photographer will look at and go, oh, wow, you know, I wish I took that one, you know. That's the sort of thing you need to submit.
That's absolutely it. That's absolutely it. So, and when we look for something that's a bit beyond the icons.
Hmm.
So it's not necessarily, you know, we've all seen great photos of Vivid on at the moment. We've seen great photos of the Opera House, or we've seen great photos of, you know, all these iconic scenes, but we're kind of looking for things that are a bit beyond that and a bit more unusual and tells maybe, you know, a story that you think, oh, that really resonates with me, or I can see that, or I, you know, something that's not as obvious as you would normally see.
Yeah, I love the idea of this exhibition, which we'll talk about in a sec, about how it can represent all sorts of varying views of Australia that maybe you don't see every day, like the Opera House or the harbour or whatever.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I think that's really an important part of it because, you know, we see that story and we know it, but this is an opportunity to show some of the other side.
And the top 22 photos get, like you said, displayed on bedsheet size in Hyde Park here in Sydney. Tell us how that works, and when people can go and look at it. Do you sort of, you know, do you get people like gravitating towards certain ones, or how does that work?
Oh, absolutely, and they do change. I mean, we don't actually judge the winner until it's in situ, until we actually see it installed in Hyde Park, because it changes the image. It really does.
Yeah.
You know, just being there in that outdoor setting with the sunlight on it, it really does make a difference. And ones that you may not have leapt out at first, that could end up being the winner.
I like that. I like that you don't decide that until they're up big, and I think the reactions from people could influence the decision. You never know.
Well, it's, you know, the people are out there looking at it when the judges are out there selecting their actual winner. So it's quite a healthy exchange of views on who becomes the winner as well, which is great. And, you know, that reflects the diversity of the competition itself.
Oh, I'm sure it would. Like you mentioned, Tamara Dean, a photographer, is one of the judges. Mm-hmm. But you've also got Ken Doan, a legend of art and graphics.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you can't get much more iconically Australian than Ken Doan, really.
Yeah.
And look, he's been a judge of Australian life in the past.
Yep.
And he just brings a really amazing viewpoint to things. Like he really does have a great way of looking at things. And
well, he was one of those artists that would take everyday sort of images, but then really put a slant on it, or an angle, or a color on it that made you sort of look at it differently.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Ken and Tamara are joined by Sydney Festival director and playwright Wesley Enoch as well, who brings another viewpoint. So three very different people with very different ideas, and that's one of the things that helps the exhibition itself be so varied, I think, and give something for everybody who comes along that they can really think, wow, that's an image I love.
Fantastic. Well, it's called Australian Life. It's just launched, so you can now submit your photos up until the 29th of July, I think it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And you can jump onto artandabout.com.au, which is the City of Sydney's, I guess, art program, you'd call it?
Public art program, so temporary public art.
Yeah, that's right. They do a lot of great stuff around Sydney as well. So look for that, artandabout.com.au, and you can find all the details there. It's got to be a certain size and dimension, it's got to be landscape and not portrait, which I noticed. So that's...
Yeah, absolutely. That's just important. For the way it's exhibited, portrait doesn't work.
Fair enough. So jump on, have a look, and get your photo in, and maybe you'll be in the running for 10,000 buckers. Is it one prize just for the top photo? Is that it?
Yep, top photo, get $10,000. And that's been since its inception, basically, the prize money. So it's a great prize, and it makes it one of the largest photography prizes in Australia.
Wow, there we go. We've got to get out there and start snapping, I reckon.
Absolutely, that's it.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
Fabulous. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Stephen Gilby. He's the City of Sydney's Senior Events Manager. And yeah, we're chatting all about Australian Life Photography Competition. Entries are now open. We'll pop a link up on our podcast, and you can be in the running for that 10 grand if you take a good enough photo, that is.